SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales at sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, New South Wales celebrates Aboriginal Languages Week, honouring culture and identity. Qantas ordered to pay $170,000 to three former employees. And King Charles continues his royal visit in Australia with engagements in Canberra. Aboriginal languages in strengthening cultural identity and connection is being celebrated during Aboriginal Languages Week. The second annual celebration in New South Wales showcases the work being done to keep Aboriginal languages alive. The week marks the anniversary of legislation to recognise the importance of Aboriginal languages and establish ways to strengthen them. Yuwalarai musician and author Nadi Simpson says keeping Aboriginal languages alive honours those who have come before.
The stature of experience and knowing and those three things that we talk about in Yuwalarai being the ultimate in strength and kindness and generosity. My image of my old people as being giants in those things is exactly how I understand languages, because, you know, if we are the dreaming or we're shaped by the dreaming, that is all-encompassing.
Now, the Transport Workers Union says a federal court decision on compensation for former employers of Qantas over what was found to be an unlawful sacking will allow them to move forward. Qantas sought to overturn a 2021 ruling by the federal court that found the airline had acted unlawfully when it fired 1,700 workers in 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic and then outsourcing their role to contractors for a lower wage. Justice Michael Lee has handed down his decision on the amount of compensation for three test case employees over the legal breach. He has determined three former workers should be awarded a total of $170,000 over the breach. Different amounts were outlined for each individual for what is called non-economic loss, $30,000, $40,000 and $100,000 respectively.
And today is not just a victory for them. It is not just a victory for the TWU. It is a victory for every working person in this country. And it is also a message to corporate Australia, a message that says, if you treat workers this way, if you think you can get away with the biggest illegal sacking of workers in Australian history, then guess what? Think again. That is not going to happen.
King Charles and Queen Camilla are continuing their royal tour of Australia with engagements in Canberra. The couple will today privately pay their respects at the Australian War Memorial commemorative area, laying a wreath and floral tribute before moving to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Memorial for Our Country, where the public will be able to see them. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is also hosting a ceremonial welcome for the royal couple at Parliament House. King Charles says he's enjoying his visit to Australia immensely.
What a great joy it is to come to Australia for the first time as sovereign, and to renew a love of this country and its people, which I have cherished for so long. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for making me feel so very welcome.
The New South Wales government says data shows that its ban on mobile phones in thousands of public school classrooms has delivered results. 12 months on from the implementation of the policy, an education department survey of almost 1,000 public school principals found huge support for the ban, with 95% reporting positive results. The United States is investigating the leak of what appears to be classified U.S. intelligence documents that assess Israel's plans to attack Iran. Two documents were posted to a pro-Iranian Telegram messaging app and first reported by CNN and Axios. The files are attributed to the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency and National Security Agency. A U.S. official has told the AP news agency that documents in question appear to be legitimate. Aid agency Oxfam says six aid workers in Gaza have been killed by Israeli fire in Gaza this week. Bushra Hadidi, a policy lead with Oxfam International, says in the most recent incident, an Israeli airstrike on a shelter in the northern area of Jabalia killed a health worker and a midwife. She adds that four water engineers working in partnership with Oxfam were killed by Israeli fire on Thursday in the Khan Yunis area. Phone and internet connections have been cut since Monday, which has further complicated rescue efforts. Ms. Khalidi says the worsening humanitarian situation is absolute deprivation. Israel has blocked food aid in northern Gaza in the first 2 weeks of October before resuming shipments over last week as Israel's ground offensive continues in Jabalia and other areas of northern Gaza. Over 1.8 million people, or around 86% of Gaza's population, are experiencing crisis levels of hunger, according to a UN-backed assessment. The United Nations Special Rapporteur on the rights to food, Michael Fakhry, says his latest report outlines the systemic nature of starvation tactics used by Israel in Gaza.
This report answers a very specific question. How was Israel able to starve 2.3 million Palestinians in Gaza so quickly and so completely? We have never seen in modern history this speed of starvation. Of course, this doesn't start in October 7th. You can go back multiple points in time. You can go back to 2000 when Israel began blockade against Gaza.
Environmentalists say a United Nations Biodiversity Summit is the best chance to make progress on concrete plans to meet 2030 targets for protecting nature. The goals were agreed upon at last year's summit with what was held as an historic agreement to protect 30% of Earth's land and seas by 2030. Leaders and representatives from nearly every country on Earth are gathering in the city of Cali in Colombia for this year's summit, known as COP16. Among the 12,000 delegates are actually 140 government ministers and a dozen heads of state. More than 300 performers have travelled from around the country to perform at Australia's only national competition for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander dance groups. The annual dance competition, called Dance Rights, is a free celebration of First Nations dance, song and culture. 18 dance groups representing more than 40 nations and clans showcased their local storytelling and language. And in sport, Australian boxer Tim Tzu has initially been cleared of any serious trauma but has delayed his return to Australia to recover from his defeat in Florida. Tzu was left heavily concussed after being knocked down 4 times in 3 rounds in the IBF super welterweight bout against Russian Bakram Murtazaliev over the weekend. No Limit box Matt Rose told AAP Tzu's health and welfare must come first before any decisions are made about next steps.
Man, he's woken up okay. I mean, probably more than anything is, the mental process of going back to what happened last night. Physically, he's a lot better today. You know, obviously had a concussion last night, but he went to hospital for, we wanted him to go for precautionary reasons. He was okay from that point of view. He'll rest up for a couple of days now.
And now having a look at the weather around the country. Broome, sunny day ahead and a total of 32 degrees. Perth, partly cloudy, 20. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 30. Melbourne, mostly sunny as well, at a top of 25. Hobart, cloud clearing, 22. Albury-Wodonga, sunny, 26. Canberra, similar conditions, 24. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 20. Sydney, a possible shower, 21. Newcastle, a shower or 2, 22. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 28. Townsville, partly cloudy, 30. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. Alice Springs, sunny, 36. Darwin, a shower or 2 and a possible storm at a top of 34 degrees. And the Torres Strait Islands, a mostly cloudy day ahead and a top of 30 degrees. And that is an ITV Radio News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.